Dr. Frank Pogue first visited the Grambling State University campus in 1992. At the time, he was serving as interim president of State University of New York College at Cobleskill. The experience of leading that institution was followed by an 11-year tenure as the president of Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania. His leadership there was highlighted by being given president emeritus status. After a year's stay as interim at Chicago State University, Pogue's name began being mentioned when a search for an interim president at Grambling went out. Pogue recalled the tradition and legacy from that 1992 visit, noting the characteristics of a thriving student-centered community were in place to build up GSU.
I certainly saw the making of a civil community that could be student-centered, especially with the history of Grambling. And so that was the attractive thing I saw, was that possibility of building on that kind of community.
He was named the interim president of Grambling last December. Pogue strived to develop a positive relationship with students, faculty, alumni, and the community. He brought the university through a decennial reaccreditation in April. His leadership style made an impression on stakeholder groups who voiced overwhelming support of Dr. Pogue in a community meeting by the University of Louisiana System Search Committee for Grambling's next president. On June 25th, the search committee suspended its evaluation process and voted on appointing Pogue to lead the university. The vote was unanimous to make Dr. Frank Pogue Grambling's eighth president. He says his top priority is to increase enrollment and has taken steps to achieve that goal.
So what we've done, we've created a division of enrollment management, which means that enrollment is larger than admissions. So that is a major goal.
Pogue says a vice president will oversee the enrollment management division. He says articulation agreements with K-12 and community colleges will continue to be avenues in increasing enrollment. Grambling is also pursuing an off-campus office in Shreveport to garner more students. Another top item on the list for Pogue is generating revenue. State allocations over the past 2 years have dropped from $31 million to $19 million, a 40% reduction. That figure, coupled with upcoming state budget cuts to higher education, has the new president seeking new means of attracting support.
We need to be reaching out to the business and corporate community, asking for their support in ways that we are not asking, and we are committed to that. We are also engaging our alumni in ways that perhaps we have not done in the past.
Pogue says he hopes in the next 5 years the university will see increased alumni support, a stable, balanced budget, and a renewed interest and investment to the university.
But that we would have more resources as a result of our ability to convince communities around the country that Grambling is worth supporting.
He recalls a recent trip to a store in his hometown of Mobile, Alabama, as evidence the Grambling name remains widely recognized.
I had a G on my shirt, and the person who was waiting on me recognized the G. She said, "Oh, I just heard that they had a new president at Grambling." I said, "Yeah, I'm that person." So she called everybody, all the salespeople. She called over, and we were just having a great conversation. It is something you hear and see a lot. The name itself is just a little everywhere.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.